Hello, Amalia. Nice to have you here on our podcast.
Hi, Sarah. Thank you for inviting me.
You're very welcome. Amalia, you are here on this podcast episode to represent the brand RAD. And maybe you can introduce at first yourself and tell us a little bit about you and about your position at RAD. Yeah. Go for it.
Okay, so my name is Amalia Roussou. I am from Greece because I don't know if people know that RAD is a Greek brand. So we are based in Athens, Greece. And I am the co-founder and co-owner of the brand. It's me and my business partner, Evridiki. Sadly, Evridiki couldn't be here to the podcast recording because she also have other job obligations. She's a journalist, so she's busy with TV shows and radio shows. So today, it will be me representing both of us.
And that's perfect. That's perfect. I truly believe that the most of the people really don't know that Rod is a Greece brand. When I started at Paul's Sport Shop, because we work with RAD for so many years now. And I don't know why, but RAD gave me such USA vibes. I don't know the name, you know.
Really?
I thought that is like a brand in the USA. And then my colleague said, no, they are in Greece. And I was, oh, serious. So I don't know why. It was
maybe because the name is actually like American slang.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so maybe that's why.
Perfect. So, darling, let me know, what was like the impulse, like the thought to start the brand RAD? Where it came from?
It's one of my favorite stories, actually. So it was in the summer of 2012. So it was like 12 years ago. It was a summer night, sitting on my porch with a few of my best friends, and we were all in the creative industry somehow. I am a graphic designer, so I was working as a graphic designer at the moment, and then we had a few other friends. One is a photographer and jewelry designer, and the other one was starting a business with a handmade lingerie. And it was also my friend and business partner, my current business partner, Evridiki. And we were all chatting. So at the time, me and Evridiki were already doing pole dancing for a few years. And of course, we were hooked, you know, with pole dancing and the world of pole. So we were talking with our friends about how cool it would be to have like a big space where everyone could do their own creative things. And then completely random, Evridiki says, and we can also do pole dancing clothing.
Oh, wow.
And then it was like a light bulb, you know, turned on my mind. And I became obsessed with the idea. So we were brainstorming about the name. So actually a friend of the group was the one that found the name, because we were thinking of something, you know, to describe something that could be very cool, very fierce, you know, very dynamic. And she came up with the term RAD, you know, because it's rooted in surf and skate culture. And it's used to describe something that's really cool and amazing. And then I started designing logos and at the same time brainstorming about the clothing and what it would be. And at first it wasn't even training wear. It was mostly hoodies and joggers, you know, sweatshirts. But everything went pretty fast. Like this was in the summer. We brainstormed and created everything on our minds during the next few months. And then in January of 2013, we launched a Facebook page. This is
how. Wow, almost like 6 months later, right? Like,
yeah,
that's crazy. That's so fast.
It was very fast. Yeah, we were very obsessed. So we started this Facebook page. We did homemade but a really nice video promo.
Yeah.
And then everything went so fast, we could not keep up with the process. How it became from a spontaneous idea to a living organism that excelled really, really fast.
I love the story. I have goosebumps all over. It's like I was there. I love, like, you know, like it was like a little movie. You are there with your friends, a nice summer night. Like, you know, it's so, I love the energy on that because it starts with a lot of creative people involved. And I love creativity is like magic for me. It's where magic happens, you know. So thank you for sharing. Oh, I love the story. I was expecting something different, but I love
really?
Yeah, more like I was sitting there and then we start, you know, I was not expecting this summer Greece, summer night vibes, you know.
Yeah, you never really intended to make a brand. You know, it was not like, hey, let's make a business. It was like, okay, a nice project.
And
it took off. But we were really, really obsessed and we were really invested into it.
I can see. Sorry, I'm still a little bit with the flu. So, okay. I wanted to ask why fashion for pole dancers? Why pole dancers? But now you almost answer it because you girls was at that time involved at pole dance as well. You did pole dance as well. So that's why. Mm.
And also at the moment, because it was many years ago, there were not enough polewear options on the market. I think I have never heard the term polewear.
Yeah.
There were, I don't know, a couple of brands, like not Greek, US. And it was hard for us to find outfits to express our aesthetic. We would go to the studio and we would wear a combination of underwear, swimwear, like some unflattering sport bras. And because me and my business partner, Everyday King, were both fashion obsessed.
Yeah.
We thought it would be amazing to share our own vision of fashion aesthetic, but in polewear. And this is what we still do until now. We take all of our fashion influences and try to create polewear that are really fashionable.
It is. And I'm not just saying that because we are here together right now, but Rad is speaking about myself. It's definitely one of my favorite brands talking about pole dance fashion.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I really love, like, you have such beautiful colors. It's like I can feel the colors, you know. It's not just a color, but it is like it's so many life on there. I can't really explain. I can't really put in words what I feel it when I see your clothes. Like, it's like I see, like, it makes me happy. It gives me good emotions.
Yeah, you know? it makes us too. The whole creative process. We really pour our hearts and our souls and our creativity and ideas in every collection that we make.
Yeah, and they are, like, beautiful. And what I love at the Rod collections is that they are very feminine. You know, there is, like, you have, like, not just this beautiful colors, but also like a feminine statement, I will say, like with a little bit sexiness on there, but it's always like, yeah, like I can't really explain it. But yeah, every time when it comes on your site, I say, oh, this is my favorite. And then you will put another one a few weeks. Oh, no, this is my favorite. You know, it's like I get all the time emotions when I see, like good emotions when I see the red collection. So you are definitely doing a great job. Just saying.
Thank you so much. We really, really try. And we really try to keep in mind to create something for everyone, that you know, that every body type, almost every body type, because it's really, really hard for us, and we constantly try to please every body type and every style, because there are so many different styles of polywear clothing. Some prefer sexy, some prefer something sporty or arty or moderate, but still a bit fun.
And with glitter and with the hearts, and I really can see that you guys like think a lot about it. Like, it's not just we will drop a new one, but it's like, it's behind every little collection, every new collection is a little story on there. Like, I don't know, I see and I, okay, like the Valentine's collection with this heart and glitter. The girls love glitter here in Germany. So
and glitter too.
And animal print. And it's every time I think, okay, we will have like a new favorites. The girls will freak out. So darling, what makes Rad special? Like, what you will say is the difference between Rad and our other pole dance brands?
Okay, so I do not know. Oops, I'm so sorry.
Okay.
It's a phone call.
Okay.
Maybe I'll turn flight mode on. Okay, so I cannot know exactly what each and every brand does, because there are currently so many polywear brands on the market, each of them contributing something different. So I'm not going to say what is the difference compared to other brands, but I think I would reply to this question on what we focus on. And I think is the surprise factor and the excitement factor, because we like to experiment a lot. So as we also previously said, each drop can be very different from the other, because we get inspired by several many different things each time for each collection. It can start out of anything, like a material that we really like, or a video clip that we saw somewhere, or an artist. So every collection is so different to the next. There can be like one collection that it's very Renaissance inspired, and it's very romantic and floral, and then it can be like a burlesque collection. It's also us. If you ask me, like, what we're gonna produce next year, I cannot tell you, because I don't know yet. Because we like to experiment and to be creative and to stay very original, to not repeat things.
We like to
introduce new materials, like. In the beginning, we introduced velvet polewear or lace.
Polewear. I love it.
So still, we like the surprise factor.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, I will say you keep it open-minded. It's not that you say it needs to be this, because this is Rad, but you are open-minded to make like experiences, talking about, like you said, about material or the print or whatever. And I love that, because it's like we grow with the brand, like every time a little bit more, you know, like experiencing new prints, new colors, new new stuff, new materials, whatever. So I really like that. And talking about the size as well, because I spoke about it already with other brands as well. But since I'm working in this pole dance area, one of the main topics is, at least here in Germany, it's that a lot of ballerinas don't really find the sets for the body size, because some girls are a little bit more curvy, you know, or they need, like, for example, bigger tops but smaller shorts, or it's very difficult for a lot of girls here in Germany to find really nice sets. We have, like, there is sets out there, but more in, I will say, like, more a fitness style. But talking about, like, this beautiful, sexy sets and with mesh and whatever, it's not that easy to have it in bigger size.
Yeah, this is also, it's a real issue, and our customers are talking to us about this a lot, and it's something that we have in mind, and we try in its collection to incorporate styles that suit different bodies.
Yeah,
it's also a very technical job, because in order to create a pole wear that can custom fit curvier body types, it's very different from the way that you have to create the rest of the sizing. It requires more technical information, and for us, it's a whole new project. It's a whole project that we try to create samples, to do fittings, to see what is working and what not. Because sometimes in order to, like, offer a better support, for example, on the breast, you have to use different materials, like, wider underbust bands or wider straps. So it can change a bit the design of the clothing, but you still want to make it look nice. And not take a piece and make it look bulky. So it's a very technical job that we take seriously. And I think in this field, we can do a lot of improvement. It is one of our goals to perfect this aspect of the brand, because it's something that we want to do. But I think, to be honest, that we're not there yet. And it's a good thing that you mentioned this to me now, because it's a real need in the, in the industry.
We have this a lot, this topic a lot, like that girls reach out to us and say, I would love to look that sexy when I'm doing pole dance, but I just have like a big bra from my closet or whatever, because I don't find something that fits, you know.
And you need things to stay in place.
Yeah, exactly.
To look flattering, and not to dig into your skin and make you feel uncomfortable. It's a real need. Yes.
So thank you for explaining, Amalia, because I was in my mind, like, I think a lot of our customers and your customers as well, it was, okay, you have a collection, why don't you just put, like, bigger size on there?
Yeah.
Like, that's it. And then you are, like, saying, and I get it, you say, Sarah, this is, like, a whole new project, because we need other way to produce for the production or materials or whatever, and I didn't saw it that way, but you are totally right.
Yeah, because we do bigger sizes. I mean, most of the items, they come up to XXL,
but
some designs, even if you produce them in XXL, they won't fit as flattering in some body types. So you have to take this outfit and reissue keeping in mind the needs of certain body types. So this for us, it's a project that we are currently working on.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Super excited to see the results one day. So yeah, darling, are there certain values or approaches that you will say those are very important for RAD as a company, like, for example, regarding the brand or production or team or whatever? Is there something that you say those are definitely a values that we don't want to miss at our brand?
Regarding the production, one value that it's been going on since the first day of the business is that the production is ethically made in Greece. We don't produce like in sweatshops or underpaid factories that are exploiting the workers. We are working with businesses since the first day, like the same manufacturing businesses that are family owned. They are small. We know each other. So it's actually supporting local family businesses with so the production is ethically made in Greece. And we focus a lot on the quality. We will use really nice quality fabrics. We want to make clothes that last and not clothing that you will use for one season only and then it will not be wearable anymore. As for the culture of the company, the working culture, maybe something that people don't know, that RAD is also kind of a family business. We are a group of five. We are five girls, five women, that we know each other for several years. Most of us know each other before the company was founded.
Oh, I love it.
So the workplace, the office is not a typical workplace. It's like our second home that we bring our dogs. We bring our homemade cookies for, you know, one another to try. Maybe a mom will pass by and drop like lunch for someone. It's like a group of friends, a family.
I love it.
Yeah. So it's we take our work very seriously, but we still want to feel relaxed in the in the place that we spend half of our day.
I love it. Like, it's like, I will say it's like work goals. Do a thing that you love, being creative, and work with besties.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's such a beautiful mix. And I really believe that when people have the opportunity to work in exactly that way, you can feel it and you can see it in the results. You know, brand or whatever.
Because I really hope that it can reflect a little bit to our work.
I totally believe in that, Amalia. What is the future vision for RAD? If there is one, you said that you are more like getting inspired and don't have like now the fixed points that you say the collections will be like this in the next 20 years. But is there like a vision that you say, this is where we would like to go with the brand?
Yes, I think if you asked a few years ago, maybe I would have said something like, I would want to be the best in the industry or we want to be the biggest brand. But, you know, after years of being here, we realized that what is most important is that, you know, RAD is a family and the Pole community is our extended family. So the vision for RAD's future is to always be involved and stay involved in the community of pole dancing and even more actively involved in the community. Because this is what gives us the biggest inspiration. What brings us the biggest joy is to be part of the poly journey of the people that are in the community. So our vision is to support and to provide more to the people, to stay connected, to listen more, to be present and evolve together. And I feel this more now because like in the first years of the business, I don't know if the pole world was like that, but at least my world was different. We were traveling a lot. There were so many events happening. Yeah. The whole pole community would be there, so you would meet with the pole community many times a year in different destinations, different events. Like it was the Pole Expo in Las Vegas, some really big competitions or shows that everyone would travel, like so we would meet with people and athletes from all over the world in specific places every time that the whole community would come together. And it was something magical and very inspiring to, you know, to live this. And then after COVID, some things changed regarding that. And also my lifestyle changed because I became a mom. So this combined with COVID, I wasn't traveling that much, like with some friends of the community that they may live in Australia, who haven't met for 5 years. And we used to meet like five times a year, traveling all around. So my focus is, again, through RAD, to, in a different way maybe, but to be, again, very much involved into the community, into the events, into the pole studios, and accompany the pole journey of the people that are involved in the magical pole community.
I totally feel you, like really 100%, because this is our, I will say, our main goal, our main vision for the Pole Sport Shop as well. I say it so many times already, but I never saw such kind of energy and such kind of community in somewhere else as in the pole dance area. I work for so many companies before, but since I'm here, I feel like I had won like so many new friends. That's so crazy because I'm so connected with a lot of pole arenas worldwide and with the brands, like with beautiful people like you, Amalia. It's like it's such a big value for my life, you know, like because I think no one else would understand what we are talking about if the person is not in the pole dance area or in a pole dance circle or whatever. So with every person that I talk, if it is like they have questions about the items or the, it's always good energy and love there. Like they told me their stories, why they started with pole dance or why they now can wear like more sexy clothing and a few years not because they are not in a self-love journey or whatever. I start my day, I start working, and when I'm finished, I'm daily, that's crazy, I'm daily inspired again.
Exactly. It's people that don't live it, it's very hard for them to understand what the pole world is for us.
They
only see the surface. Oh, okay, that you're dancing on a pole, but it's so much more than this. For me, pole dancing and this world completely changed my life. Completely, in the best way possible.
I go with it. And it's not like I say, it's not like from time to time you are lucky to meet someone nice. It's like everyone, like, you know, it independent if I'm talking with my own team and with my own boss, or if I'm talking with brand owners like you, or if I'm talking with the customers, like everywhere people start to talk and feel a connection straight away. Yes. It's like we know each other since years and are besties since years. And that's so beautiful because even we have, and you know that as well as a brand owner, that sometimes we have really stressful times like now, Black Friday, Christmas, all that.
Yeah.
But every time when I'm finished with my work, I'm stressed and I need to make my yoga session, whatever. But I say to my friends all the time, it's a positive stress. I get like positive feelings. Even I'm stressed, it's a good stress because I spend the day with people that I love, like with beautiful souls, you know, like beautiful energies. So yeah, I totally feel you, Amalia. And that's so nice that that you feel the same. So yeah,
it's amazing how supportive, such a supportive network of people.
Definitely,
very, very rare.
So everyone should start with pole dance if they are not doing already.
I tell everyone, like, you start pole dancing and your life changes.
Exactly right. Like everything, your mindset, your body, your talking about the healthy lifestyle, like everything changes.
Everything, body psychology, mindset.
Exactly.
It's insane.
That's amazing. Amalia, I'm done with my questions. And when I'm finished the podcast, I like to give my interview partner the opportunity to leave a message. I say leave a message for the world, whatever it is. So I would like you to give you the same opportunity, that you just leave a few words for everyone that will listen this episode, maybe something that will motivate the people or inspiring. So whatever you want, feel free.
Okay, that's a tough one. I think we mostly reply to this with what we were just talking about. What I would say is that I think we would all should be really grateful and thankful to be part of this this world, this world of pole dancing.
Yeah.
And it's so great that we are part of this supportive and inspiring industry, I would say. And me personally and as a brand, we are very, very thankful to all the people that the customers, the partners, everyone, the ambassadors that support us and inspire us since the very first day. And all of this, all of our dreams would not be possible without being, you know, into this world.
Yeah.
And it's such an amazing journey, traveling, meeting people. What I would say is that we would love to stay connected. I think this is very important, to all be connected, to be open to talk. We would love to receive feedbacks and open conversations with people in the community and with our customers and our followers. This gives us so much inspiration. This is what keeps us going.
Yeah.
So I would love to leave an open invitation to people to reach out to us and tell us what they think. Suggest things, ask us to do things, to be involved in the community, so we can all work together into this living organism that is the world of pole dancing.
Oh, so beautiful, Amalia. Thank you for the kind words.
That's very poetic.
Yeah, beautiful. Like I told you, I was, before this podcast episode, already a big fan of Rad. And now I'm a little bit more because it was such a beautiful episode. Like, yes, such a beautiful conversation. I vibe with you since the first day we start talking anyway. So yeah. I said your name, Amália, is a Portuguese name, and my aunt calls Amália. So I love the name. And when I hear the name, I was like, okay, I would love Amália anyway. So thank you so much for sharing the Rad story, behind the scenes story with us. So to give us a bigger or deeper feeling talking about the brand, because that's why I started the podcast and started to invite the brands to be on here, because there is much more than just a brand and just a logo, you know. There are like stories behind, and I think when people knows the story, they feel the brand maybe a little bit more, you know.
Yes.
So thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me. It's my first podcast ever, and it was so good having you as a host.
Thank you so
much. I love talking with you. You're always so sweet.
Thank you, Amália. You too. Right. And you did it very good for the first one. You did it very, you did a good job.
Thank you so much.
I wish you, Amália, your family, your dog, the sweet dog, I saw it already, and the whole Rad team, I and the Paul Sport Shop team as well, we wish you a beautiful Christmas season and a good start in the new year. And we as a shop, like, we are resellers.
Yeah.
We would not exist if we would not work with beautiful brands like yours. So we are super excited for everything that will come in the next year, for every project that we maybe can realize together. So let's keep in touch, and beautiful Christmas season for everyone at the Rad family.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you for the nice wishes. I also personally and the Rad team would love to wish you and the Pole Sport Shop family a Merry Christmas, a nice, warm, healthy holidays, and an amazing new year.
Thank you, darling. And, thank you so much.
Also, thank you for being our business partner, working with us. It's very valuable for us to have resellers like you that help us to get in touch with another audience. So thank this relationship you. Is very important. We're so thankful.
Thank you. Thank you. Likewise. Thank you so much.
I wish you happy, happy holidays.
The same to you. Talk soon. Bye-bye, Amália. Bye.